And now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Good morning, Radio Yulm listeners. It's 11:30 of Wednesday, so welcome back to another exciting episode of our Bollywood journey with Daisy Vibes Only. I'm your speaker, Savya, and today I'm going to talk to you about a star who has broken barriers, blended cultures, and make waves in both Bollywood and the global music scene. I'm talking about Diljit Dosanjh. So if you love music, you've probably heard his tracks or even seen his name on international charts. But let me tell you, Diljit isn't just a singer. He's an actor, performer, and a cultural icon. His journey from Punjab cinema to Bollywood and now to the international stage is one of sheer talent and determination. So let's explore how this multi-talented artist is reshaping the entertainment industry one song and one film at a time. So let's take a deep dive into the journey of Diljit Dosanjh, a name that has become synonymous with Punjabi music, Bollywood films, and global success. Diljit's story is not just about fame. It's about perseverance, cultural pride, and breaking stereotypes. Born in a small town in Punjab, he had no connection in the entertainment industry. His early days were all about struggle, performing at local events and singing at Sikh temples before finally getting his big break in the Punjabi music industry. His first major hit, Lak Atai Kurida, featuring the singer Yo-Yo Honey Singh, turned him into a household name in Punjab. But he wasn't content with just regional fame. He had bigger dreams. And when he transitioned into Punjabi cinema, he completely changed the industry. Punjabi films were once seen as niche, but thanks to actors like Diljit, they started gaining mainstream attention. And movies like Jatt and Juliet and Punjab 1984 weren't just box office hits. They also elevated Punjabi storytelling beyond comedy and traditional themes. But here's the real game changer. Bollywood came calling, and Diljit didn't just enter Bollywood quietly. He made a powerful debut in Urta Punjab in 2016, acting alongside Kareena Kapoor, Shahid Kapoor, and Alia Bhatt. Playing a tough but emotional cop, he not only won a Filmfare Award, but also proved that he was more than just a singer. He was an actor with depth and versatility. He followed this with Good News in 2019, a comedy where he starred with Akshay Kumar, Kareena Kapoor, and Kiara Advani. His comic timing and effortless screen presence made him a fan favorite across India, beyond just Punjab. But Diljit's real breakthrough on the world stage came not through movies, but through music. In fact, his Punjabi albums like Goat, Moonchild Era, and Legacy topped the global charters. His songs blend traditional Punjabi beats with modern hip-hop, making them instant hits. And let's not forget his historic performance at Coachella in 2023, where he became the first Indian artist to perform at the prestigious festival. This wasn't just a moment for him. It was a moment for South Asian representation in global music. So, what makes Diljit so special? He represents Punjabi culture unapologetically, whether it is turban, his language, or his music. And he balances humor and humility, never taking himself too seriously. His Instagram is in fact full of funny videos and lighthearted humor, making him one of the most relatable celebrities. And he's pushing boundaries, whether it's through acting, music, or even fashion. Yes, he's a huge luxury brand lover. And from a small town singer to a global music and film star, Diljit Dosanjh is a proof that talent, hard work, and authenticity can take you anywhere in the world. And since today's episode is all about Diljit Dosanjh, it's only fitting that we start our music break with one of his hits. Up next is Hus Hus by Diljit Dosanjh and Sia. Baby, I'm the ocean sky in you, baby. I'm the forest in the trees, baby. You're the voice and I'm the wheels, baby. Mera veera dil sab janda, jo mili jappe koi anda. Lal hoya rang asman da, roop jivein nikhri rakhan da. Jithe jithe jaave pair rakh di, sohniye barf vang uthare gabru. Mang le ke dil lena chahiye, sa sa suniye.
ਬਣੀਏ ਪੱਥਰੇ ਤੇ ਸਾਜਾਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਮੰਗ ਲੈ ਜੇ ਦਿਲ ਲੈਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ
Hus Hus by Diljit Dosanjh. But now let's move into our Bollyscoop segment, where we uncover some fun facts and unexpected behind the scenes about Bollywood biggest stars. And since today's episode is all about Diljit Dosanjh, I thought why not check out some lesser known facts that make him even more fascinating. So to start with, you might be wondering, will we ever see Diljit in a Hollywood movie? Well, the answer is maybe. He has expressed that interest but has one non-negotiable rule. He won't take any role that forces him to remove his turban or change his Punjabi identity. He is proud of his culture and wants to represent it authentically. And if you follow Diljit on social media, you'll surely notice he has an obsession with Kylie Jenner also. He's often commented on her Instagram post. Hilariously, I might add. And he even said in an interview that if given the chance, he'd love to take Kylie on a tour of Punjab. And despite his global fame and love for luxury fashion, Diljit is deeply connected to his roots. In interviews, he has admitted that he prefers home-cooked Punjabi food over fancy restaurant meals, and his preference is portrayed very well in his collaboration with global stars also. Unlike many newcomers, Diljit wouldn't take any role offered in Bollywood. In fact, he has turned down several big Bollywood projects simply because they didn't feel right. He prefers roles that match his personality and values, which is why he has built such a strong reputation in both Bollywood and Punjabi cinema. And did you know that Diljit Dosanjh was the first ever turban celebrity to have a wax statue at Madame Tussauds, London? This was a historic moment for Sikh representation in global entertainment. And if you're not following Diljit on Instagram, I think you're missing out. As his fans claimed, unlike many celebrities who curate a perfect image, Diljit loves posting funny videos, engaging with fans, and just having fun. And he even makes comedy videos about everyday life, from cooking to trying out new fashion trends. He's not just popular in India, his music has hit global charts, and international artists are taking notice. His song Lover was even played at an NBA basketball game in the US, and his fan base includes people from all over the world, not just Punjabi or Bollywood fans. And despite his huge success, Diljit remains one of the most humble and grounded celebrities as fans and many other stars say. He once said in an interview, "Mera kaam music banana hai, baki sab ratte chaddo," which means my job is to make music and the rest is up to God. That's the mindset of a true artist, I might say. So, as you heard, Diljit is more than just a singer or an actor. He's a cultural movement, bringing Punjabi music and cinema to the world stage while staying authentic, funny, and deeply connected. And that's what makes him so special. Up next is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. So let's listen, turn up the volume, and enjoy this track.
Shirt now, red, my bloody nose sleeping. Yeah, on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you. Oh, please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. 'cause you're that type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Okay, that was Billie Eilish with Bad Guy. But now let's check out the latest buzz in Bollywood, with three highly anticipated films making waves. First in the list for today is Mrs., starring Sanya Malhotra. This movie is quickly becoming a sensation since it released on Zee5, Indian streaming platform. A Hindi language remake of the Malayalam language classic, The Great Indian Kitchen, the film is directed by Karan Johar. Sanya's portrayal of a woman trapped in a conservative household has struck a chord with audiences. And the film explores the theme of gender roles, domestic labor, and the emotional toll placed on women in traditional household. It's received widespread praise for its thought-provoking narrative and sensitive portrayal of societal issues. And since its release in February, Mrs. has captivated audiences, garnering over 250 million watch minutes as it reached also on Netflix and sparking important conversations about inequality in society. And let me tell you, while a minority of the audience claims that this movie is unnecessarily dramatizing a very normal situation and position of a woman in a household, many others praise the movie for bringing out and provoking a much needed discussion. So why don't you see yourself if the movie is worth the buzz? Another recently released movie is The Mehta Boys, which marks the actor Boman Irani's directorial debut and tells the heartfelt story of a father, played by Irani himself, who struggled to reconnect with his teenage son. The film touches one of the complexities of generational gaps, family dynamics, and the emotional distance that often arises between parents and children. This creation has been praised for its emotional depth and authentic portrayal of family life. Irani's performance has been hailed as one of his best, and the film's relatable themes have resonated deeply with audiences. Released on Amazon Prime in early February, The Mehta Boys has touched hearts with its raw, honest, and depiction of family relationships and the journey of reconnection. So give it a shot. And last but not the least, Chava, the latest epic historical drama that has been a massive success at the box office, with an opening approaching a $19 million collection globally. Directed by Om Rout, the film stars Vicky Kaushal as Chhatrapati Sambhaji Maharaj, the son of the legendary King Shivaji Maharaj, with actress Rashmika Mandanna playing a key role. The film synopsis describes it as a stirring portrayal of patriotism, sacrifice, and justice set in the Maratha Empire. Audiences have been captivated by the gripping action sequences, powerful performances, and stunning visuals. The film blends historical accuracy with mainstream appeal, making it a hit both domestically and internationally. It's becoming one of the highest-grossing films of 2025, as per IMDb's report, with the rave reviews for its storytelling and emotional depth. The movie is also set to release on Netflix after its time on the big screen, and so, as per the rules stressed by the Multiplex Association of India, the film must wait at least 8 weeks after its theatrical release before it can stream online. So let's wait for this one. These three films are making a huge impact in Bollywood, offering a fresh perspective, powerful performances, and compelling storytelling. So keep an eye out for more updates as these films continue to make waves. But now, for our final music break, we have a song that truly blends culture. Coldplay and BTS joined forces to create My Universe, a track about love and unity that resonate worldwide, just like Bollywood does.
In the night I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 잊은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever baby.
Was My Universe by Coldplay. But now, for our today's Lights, Camera, Bollywood segment, I'm going to recommend to our listeners Udta Punjab, a movie that dives deep into the dark side of Punjab's drug crisis and paints a raw, unfiltered picture of its devastating effects. Released in 2016, this film stars Shahid Kapoor, Alia Bhatt, Kareena Kapoor, and our celebrity of the day, Diljit Dosanjh, in what are some of their most intense roles. Directed by Abhishek Chaubey, Udta Punjab tells the story of our four individuals from different walks of life, all grappling with the effects of drug abuse in the state of Punjab. From a rock star spiraling out of control to a migrant worker trying to escape the grasp of addiction, the movie offers a stark portrayal of addiction, corruption, and social challenges. The performances in Urta Punjab are extraordinary, I might say. Shahid Kapoor's portrayal of a troubled rock star and Alia Bhatt's fearless performance as a migrant girl are particularly noteworthy. And while the film was controversial upon its release, it went on to receive critical acclaim and sparked conversation about the issue it addressed. And if you want to explore a different side of Bollywood, this film is a must-watch. It's gritty, emotional, and offers a glimpse into the complexities of life in modern India. So if you're looking for something real, something bold, and something that will stay with you long after the credit rolls, go watch Urta Punjab on Netflix. And that's a wrap on today's episode. We explored the incredible journey of Diljit Dosanjh, learned some behind-the-scenes Bollywood facts, and got updates on upcoming films and shows. And let me know what you think about today's episode to the number 331-438923. And let me remind you that you can listen to us also on www.radioyulm.it. Keep listening, keep exploring, and remember, Bollywood isn't just movies. It's an experience. So see you next time.